Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the heart of liberal Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Best friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Now here are your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are sliding into the Friday 4 o'clock Happier Happy Hour, and I'm happy to announce I've been joined right here in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0 by a fine U.S. senatorial candidate, a radiologist by vocation. She is Dr. Jillian Bettino. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Bettino.
Hey, hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to actually see human beings in the studio, so we're excited to host you here in studio. Jillian, we know that, well, we'll tell people, you are seeking the nomination, the Democratic nomination, to oppose U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And let's start. I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. What motivated you to want to take on Ron Johnson?
So, you know, lots of things. It was just definitely time to make a change in terms of what kind of leadership we have. We have an anti-woman, anti-science, anti-vaccine senator who is putting people's lives at risk. And I think that I'm the antidote to that kind of leadership. I think that it's time that we had another woman senator, and absolutely a mom and a scientist and a physician, and some other reasons as well. You know, these things kind of accumulated for me during the Trump years, beginning with personal experiences of communicating bad news to patients and being faced with the fact that their health care coverage, their insurance, was either non-existent or inadequate, and it was going to affect their health outcomes. To things like my youngest son, who is a wonderful 15-year-old guy and was adopted when he was very small, and he's from Ethiopia. He was born in Ethiopia, and after Trump won, we started seeing all this divisive. Well, we saw it before that, but it started becoming really conspicuous, the divisive racial issues and anti-immigrant issues. And my son asked me a couple days after Trump won if his classmates were correct and he was going to be sent back to Ethiopia. And I think that Ron Johnson has upheld and emboldened that rhetoric.
Folks, she is Jillian Bettino. She is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. She's got to win the Dem nomination first, and then perhaps a crack at the current champ, air quotes, Ron Johnson, who hasn't made his intentions clear yet, lost another senior staffer today. But anyways, we'll set aside Ron for just a minute. Trump is still active, and I was in Des Moines, Iowa, a week ago on Saturday night, and he drew a tremendous crowd, like 40,000 people. And I'm in this industry of talk radio. I look at the listenership, the Nielsen ratings out of Milwaukee, and it's off the charts for right-wing talk radio. The engagement level is off the charts on the right now. And part of that is driven by this whole notion that it was stolen from them, that they were robbed. Jillian, how have you dealt with that issue out on the campaign trail? And what would you tell those, what's your take on this issue?
Well, obviously, the election was not stolen. Obviously, that is a sore loser's kind of reaction to the situation. I do understand the frustration of feeling like there's no way this could have happened, because that is how I felt after, you know, after 2016. I woke up the next morning and I felt a lot of distrust and suspicion regarding, you know, how could this have happened? You know, the way I look at it is that we need to do a better job with updating our, you know, our voter system so that, you know, in terms of evaluating it and making it robust enough and using bipartisan mechanisms to do that, so that these questions are not ones that come up next time, no matter who wins or loses. And that's not to say that in any way that I feel that there was fraud or illegal ballot casting or any of that. I just think that we need to center that conversation and make sure that we can prove it, whether we're the winners or the losers, that the integrity of our election system is true.
Well, Dr. Patino, now you're a politician, or at least you're running to be one. The Attorney General of the State of Wisconsin, Josh Call, also technically a politician, is suing, seeking to end Michael Gableman's, you know, after-the-fact investigation, this partisan investigation. Where do you come down on that part of the issue, Dr. Patino? Do you think it's the right response for the Attorney General? And do you fear if these sort of election audits are continued, do you fear it undermines the electoral process, this whole partisan approach? If continued, allows this big lie to fester.
I think they need to stop with the investigations. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' dollars. We've already done this. We've already had extensive investigations across the country. And in Wisconsin, we've already had an audit that had some recommendations, but no actual wrongdoing or, you know, significant fraudulent voter issues. So I think we need to stop with that. They need to accept the results of the election. I mean, after all, it's almost been a year. And move on to prevent any sort of future confusion by making sure that the next election addresses some of the recommendations and concerns that may have been brought forward. It's a waste at this time. I agree with Attorney General Call.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine U.S. senatorial candidate live in studio. She is Jillian Patino. And let's assume you're going to win this seat and you're going to the U.S. Senate. And let's assume this impasse over infrastructure hasn't yet been solved. Would you be a reliable yes for the Build Back Better plan, President Joe Biden's agenda, if elected? Is there anything you think could be stronger, better, or should be removed from the current version of the bill as it's been reported?
I would be a strong yes. I know they're whittling away at it. I like the you know, the larger bill. I'm not so happy with the $2 trillion conversations. I think it takes away too much. There's a risk of losing funding for community colleges, and, you know, limiting funding for paid family medical leave, limiting funding for childcare. So I want to make sure that it remains as robust as possible. In terms of expansion, you know, Medicare for all and, you know, an improved healthcare access. And what I mean by that is complete healthcare access, everything from prenatal care to end-of-life care, and hearing and vision and dental. And those are things that are talked about in this current bill. As well as hospice care and prescription drug negotiations by Medicare to control that cost. I think I would like to see that expanded so that we don't have anyone in this country that does not have health care. So that would be a place for expansion. And certainly, you know, climate change is something that we can't not talk about going forward. We don't have till 2050. It's much more urgent than that. So I think that, you know, making that part of the bill more robust so that we are addressing our electrical infrastructure and switching to a rapid renewable energy source is imperative.
Dr. Patino, women's reproductive rights and abortive rights are certainly under attack. They certainly are in the state of Texas. And apparently the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear an expedited appeal on that case, but they haven't stayed the Texas law, and we know there is a Mississippi case before the courts that could roll back or at least, you know, a death of a thousand cuts to Roe v. Wade. Jillian, how important is reproductive care to your candidacy to what you think motivates, especially female voters here in the state of Wisconsin, or at least those that you've spoken to?
It's of utmost importance. I don't think I could overstate the importance of, you know, a woman's right to make her own healthcare choices. It's much more than that, though. I mean, we absolutely have to have abortion access. We absolutely have to have reproductive health access. But this is an opportunity to go in the correct direction, which would be creating a more robust educational system regarding reproductive health for young people, making prophylaxis more accessible, making reproductive justice for the LGBTQ plus community and reproductive care more accessible for that community. So it's much more than that, but absolutely making sure that we do not lose abortion access. And I'll even add on that to say that my daughter is a fourth year medical student who was interviewing here for a family medicine program and was asking about abortion training. Can they get abortion training? And it's not available in the residency program for the UW program, as I understand it anyway, and as she shared with me. That means that we are curbing the future healthcare provision right now in this state for women. We are perpetuating and growing the problem right now. So we have a lot of work to do there, and it's absolutely essential.
Final question. As a healthcare professional and a U.S. senatorial candidate, you had to be torn last Friday. Did you or did you not eat a Kurter burger?
So we desperately sought the Kurter burger. There was not one available in the city of Wausau. Weston, we drove all over the place to every single shop and could not get a hold of a Culver's Kurter burger. I was
that
so
sounds
disappointed.
Like a tragedy.
It was terrible.
Not helping your campaign might be a tragedy. If people want to get involved, how can they do so?
Absolutely. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, donations. We're donating 5% of our funds raised to Wisconsin's Coalition for Breast Cancer.
Give them the website real quick so they don't
Patino
have to Google.
Yeah, PatinoForSenate.us.
Thank you, Dr. Yep. Jillian Patino. Good luck to you. Next year, you'll get a Kurter burger for sure. But, you know, Hazel's has meat waffles. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates.
Let's go. Good luck. We're all counting on you.